beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in Southern California want to know how the wildfire started. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Pacific Palisades.
24 people lost their lives in this fire, and ABC News has learned that the ATF, the federal agency tasked with examining and investigating explosives and arson, is going to take the lead in investigating the Palisades fire, and arson is one of the factors that they are going to investigate. That is, Governor Gavin Newsom here has demanded an independent investigation into the water issue, specifically here in the Palisades. Fire hydrants running dry. He called it deeply disturbing.
Middle East mediators have been making significant progress in Gaza ceasefire talks. As of now, though, there's no imminent breakthrough announcement. The Senate begins hearings this week on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Still watching Japan, where a strong earthquake hit the southern part of the country today. This is ABC News. TikTok for TikTok, creators and users alike waiting for the Supreme Court's decision on the law that could ban the app. It requires that TikTok's Chinese owner sell the platform by the 19th of January or be banned in the U.S. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
There's a possibility of a sale.
I think we offer a very compelling package to ByteDance.
Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary and a group of investors have offered to buy the app's U.S. assets from its Chinese parent company. But the owners have said a sale is a non-starter. Even if the ban does go through, it does not mean the app will vanish from your phone. But you won't be able to get software updates, and internet hosting companies are not allowed to keep offering their services to TikTok, so your feed may not show new videos.
And week one of the NFL playoffs wraps up tonight in Arizona. The Rams-Vikings game moved there by the Los Angeles wildfires. Sunday's winners, the Bills, Eagles, and seven-seed Commanders, who pulled off an upset with a field goal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Eagle River Fire Department and community volunteers completed construction on the towers and have started building the walls of their 2025 ice castle. They've uploaded photos on their Facebook page under Northwoods Media Works LLC in the Vilas County community page. It's been a problem educators have been warning about. Now a state agency is adding some data. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A recent study by the Wisconsin Department of Administration projects a decline of nearly 200,000 Wisconsin residents by 2050. The report attributes the decrease in declining birth rates and the aging of the baby boom generation. While some counties like Dane are expected to grow, others, particularly in the northern part of the state, could see population declines of 15% or more. That could potentially add on to workforce shortages and create problems for those setting school budgets.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnovers. So they had, four? Four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio is like that. So, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it The Recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. But for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some other sports notes, the Butternut Girls, they traveled to Washburn on Friday night for a conference tilt. The Butternut Girls had a tough task playing shorthanded in back-to-back contests, and for most of the game, they were up to the task. They played hard. The game was tied at 31 at one point, but then Washburn pulled away for a 44-37 win. Izzy Przybylski and Kendra Pritzel. They paced the Butternut squad with 13 points each. Jana Nehring had 9. The Butternut girls now 3-4, 5-6. They will have another busy week here ahead of them with 3 more road games this week. Other girls' action from Friday night, Auburndale tops Shawamigan 58-16. The Phillips girls winners over Newman Catholic 51-38. The Mellon girls top Bayfield 58-30. It was Marathon edging the Prentice girls 50-35. Assumption wins over Rib Lake 67-36. And Lakeland a winner over Rhinelander on Friday night by the count of 62-38.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging state citizens to learn about fisheries management in northeastern Wisconsin during some upcoming DNR public meetings. More details when we return, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR announced last week that it will host a series of 9 informational meetings across the state's northeast region to educate anglers on various fisheries management and habitat topics. The meetings are part of a spotlight series highlighting various fisheries in Green Bay, the Winnebago system, and inland waters in northeast Wisconsin. During the next few months, the sessions will be held both in person and virtually via Microsoft Teams from 6 to 8 p.m. The meetings will give the public a chance to meet and learn from their local DNR fishery resource specialists. The first meeting will be held on Tuesday, January 14th at the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center in Florence. The topic there is the Balancing Act, walleye management in Florence and Forest Counties. There will then be 8 other meetings traveling to such locations as Oshkosh, Shawano, and Wautoma. Topics include trout management on the Great Lakes and in inland streams, as well as walleye and muskie management. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov and click News for a complete list of meetings. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It's cold out there this morning with a wind chill hovering 20 to 25 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill well below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, 4 above this afternoon, back down to 5 below tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine. 10 above, we're back to the mid-20s by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
98 Q Country.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love. Deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country, and I know I ain't seen it all. But I heard that ocean salty, and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. A whippoorwill.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Out on the roof, Just the other night I watched the world flash by. Headlights, taillights running through a river of neon signs. But somewhere in the rush I felt like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by,
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
Whatever. Something terrible.
artist Cole Wetzel, K-O-E, Cole Wetzel, and Jesse Murph. No E at the end, just Murph, I guess. It's called High Road. Either it's misspelled or it's right. It's one of the two. New stuff from 98Q Country. We're going to take a delve into the gray area. We're going to talk about the Packer game in just a little bit. Birthdays, first of all, though, 715-762-3221. If you got a birthday anniversary, we'd love to wish you a happy day. We have a busy, busy week. We're going to feature our high school athletes this week. Today, Butternut at Prentice Girls Hoops from Prentice. That is a 6:30 tap on that tonight, I believe. We're moving a few games around here, and they're time-wise to suffice a lot of different areas, but 6:30 on that. And then tomorrow, we got the Phillips boys traveling to Rib Lake. That'll be a fun one, and that'll be right here on 98Q. Thursday, we have a triple header. Rib Lake at Shawamigan Girls on Trail Mix 103.1 Thursday night. And then we got Phillips at Prentice. That's a boys and girls doubleheader with Jeff Haken and the boys. Phillips at Prentice Thursday night. And then Friday, Shawamigan boys will be at Rib Lake. So we've got 6 games this week featuring our high school athletes. So stay tuned. Find the schedule of those at 98QCountry.com. Be very proactive if you're going to some of these games. Some of the times can slide a little bit here and there if there's not a JV team and such, so keep in mind in the start time. Nothing more frustrating than committing to yourself, going to a game, and then you show up and it's like halftime. So we don't want that to happen. Check the school websites and check our 98QCountry.com page. Right in the front, we have our broadcast schedule of games, which will not include any more Packer games this year. So we'll talk about that with Mr. Gunderson coming up in just a little bit. And a special consoling, a post-playoff loss consoling gift from the morning show guy to a Packer fan. It's going to be very emotional. That's coming up in just a little bit. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in Southern California want to know how the wildfire started. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Pacific Palisades.
24 people lost their lives in this fire, and ABC News has learned that the ATF, the federal agency tasked with examining and investigating explosives and arson, is going to take the lead in investigating the Palisades fire, and arson is one of the factors that they are going to investigate. That is Governor Gavin Newsom here has demanded an independent investigation into the water issue, specifically here in the Palisades fire hydrants running dry. He called it deeply disturbing.
Middle East mediators have been making significant progress in Gaza ceasefire talks. As of now, though, there's no imminent breakthrough announcement. The Senate begins hearings this week on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Still watching Japan, where a strong earthquake hit the southern part of the country today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. According to a press release from the city of Park Falls, Mayor Tara Turvert is pleased to confirm the rumors about a housing development in the works for Park Falls. The city has successfully secured nearly 20 acres of land off of Tower Road within the city limits for this development, which will be named the Pines at Park Falls. They anticipate the project will begin in May or June of 2025 if all goes according to plan. For almost 30 years, the DNR has been recognizing ethical hunters who honor the outdoor tradition responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Melissa Kay has more.
Established in 1997, the Ethical Hunter Award goes to the nominee showing exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. A 5-person committee reviews the nominations and selects the person deemed most deserving. Examples of award nominations can include helping other hunters find lost game, assisting novice hunters, or protecting natural resources. Anyone can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for their actions during the 2024 calendar year and can be for any hunting season throughout the state. Written nominations must also contain the name, address, and telephone number of the witness or witnesses. Nominations must be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnovers, so they had, four? Yeah, four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio is like that. So, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. You know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. But for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene Friday, boys basketball. Auburndale was a winner over Shawamigan Friday night in Park Falls, 59-42. Yeah, Newman Catholic topping Phillips. That was at Logger Camp. Newman wins it 66-56. Ashland, a winner over Spooner, 72-59. The Mellon boys top Marinesco Wakefield, Michigan, 58-44. The Marathon boys edged Prentice at the Prentice gym. It was a good one. 64-61. Marathon holds on for the win. Rib Lake over Assumption, 42-39. The Rhinelander boys, they get a win over Lakeland, 70-30. Medford beats Northland Pines, 67-52. And the Mosinee boys, Friday night, they beat Tomahawk, 78-32. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B Appliance Center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Well, Jane is celebrating a birthday today. Mike called that in. Jane, you apparently know who you are. So, Jane, happy birthday to you. We will put you in for the cake drawing on Friday, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. If you're celebrating today, you share your birthday with the American Idol contestant, one of the most famous American Idol contestants that never won or never advanced, William Hung. He did a version of Ricky Martin's She Bangs, and he actually did an album, and I think he even might have toured for a little bit. Young man who is not a very good singer, but was entertaining on stage. 42 for William today. Ruth Wilson, the English actress who won a 2015 Golden Globe for her role in the cable series The Affair. She's 43 today. Orlando Bloom, the actor, Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, and Pirates of the Caribbean movies, among others, 48 for Orlando Bloom today. Shonda Rhimes, the TV writer and producer, is 55 today. Who else here? Patrick Dempsey, the native of Maine. He started off playing gawky but charming teenagers in such films as The Mood, Can't Buy Me Love. What other ones here? And other ones. 59 for Patrick Dempsey today. Maybe not so recognizable. Shane Morrison, Perfect Strangers, bass guitar player. 59. Trace Atkins, country singer. Trace Atkins is 63. Julia Louise Dreyfus, she'll always be Elaine, of course. On Seinfeld, she is 64. Richard Mull, the bald-headed bailiff from the original Night Court. Big tall guy, 82 today. Rip Taylor, the comedian from TV's The $1.98 Beauty Show. 1935, he was born, passed in 2019. Charles Nelson Reilly, the upper right corner of the original Match Game. Award-winning comedian, celebrated actor on Broadway, Hollywood Squares, he was on there too. Charles Nelson Reilly, born on this day, 1931, passed in 2007. And Robert Stack, his acting credits include Airplane, Caddyshack 2, TV's The Untouchables. He's born on this day in 1919. Robert Stack passed back in 2003.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It's cold out there this morning with a wind chill hovering 20 to 25 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill well below zero all day today. Partly cloudy, 4 above this afternoon, back down to 5 below tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, 10 above. We're back to the mid-20s by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Welcome into the gray area as we analyze painfully, painstakingly, the Packer playoff game from yesterday. Joel Karnick here, Gray Gunderson there. Gray, how are we doing here this morning? And it's always tough to lose a playoff game like that.
So
right?
I think the best way to say it, Joel, is that one of my New Year's resolutions, I kind of had like half a dozen or a dozen minor resolutions. Like I want to just do a little better at XYZ thing. And there were a few of them. One of them, I'm kind of ashamed to admit, but to be honest, I wanted to swear a little less this year.
All right.
I've noticed some people do it as a matter of art. Some people swear not beautifully, but in a way that could be appreciated. Now, for me, I use swearing as a crutch. When I swear, I'm being lazy. So I don't want to knock swearing in general. There are some sailors out there and some Englishmen especially that, oh my goodness, that's a whole other language when you swear. But me, I was trying to tone it back. And Joel, yesterday was, well, let's call it a cheat day for my New Year's resolution to swear a little less.
You're back on the boat again today, but yesterday was rough. Huh?
Yes, yes. I fell off the boat, off the wagon, if you really want to go there. I think that's a fair characterization. I was far away from my goal of not swearing yesterday.
Well, anytime a game starts out, and this comes from a Viking fan and a neutral of sorts, because I was actually cheering for the Packers yesterday to win, and as an opponent in the same division and a rival, it's hard to do that. But I was cheering for the Packers to beat the Eagles for obvious reasons. But the very first play of the game, I just absolutely turned my back and walked away from the TV and said to myself, how do you miss both of those? How do you miss the targeting? How do you miss the obvious fumble recovery, which the camera angle probably wasn't seen by the people in New York? When that happened, I just turned away and I just thought, oh, just the pain, the immediate pain, and we 7 seconds have come off the clock in the game for the Packers.
Well, yeah, that was because after that they scored the touchdown too. They got that free possession, scored a touchdown off it. It's 7-0, and immediately when the Packers returned the kickoff from their first touchdown, there was a penalty on it. So there was a flag on the field after that second kickoff, and I told my dad, I said, okay, the Packers have had their hands on the ball twice now, one fumble lost and one penalty. This is ugly. I'll tell you what, though. The only thing that got under my skin in the moment more than what happened on the field on the opening kickoff and how the refs responded to it was Tom Brady. And I know he's going to get a lot of flack, so I don't want to just heap on, but... Oh man! We usually watch games with my dad. We like to watch at his place. Grab a pizza from the Big Dipper and kind of make a little mini party out of it. Relax sure. in fun fashion. But I was too busy shouting yesterday because what I said to Dad was Tom Brady's not hopeless, but I hope he improves a lot. And obviously, I can't touch his job. I can't do what he does even half as well as he does, but. At the end of the day, I'm not a mechanic, and I can tell you that a square wheel is a really bad idea. So you don't always have to be an expert to spot the failures, and I think Tom Brady's analysis of that opening kickoff was designed to upset me, and it worked. I heard him saying, a nice clean hit right on the ball. I was like, huh, what? What are you watching? Because I watched an Eagle lower his helmet at a Packer player, which is a penalty. Regardless, and I know there is an argument. Yes, it does look like Nixon kind of tucks his head a little bit and meets the helmet with his helmet. Okay, cool. So offsetting penalties at worst. But for Nixon to lower his head into a helmet, that tackler had to lead with the helmet in the first place.
The way Nixon came in on that tackle was the video that the NFL showed everybody the first time that they addressed this issue. They would show a video of Nixon saying, this is how you do not tackle,
yep.
and you will be penalized and fined for it. You do not plant both of your feet and lead straight forward with the head like a unicorn attacking a fictional character. You don't do that. And it was just...
You're not a narwhal.
The fact that they didn't call it annoyed me. And the fact, and this comes from a Viking fan... And the fact that Tom Brady and the other announcer absolutely ignored it, that it even happened,
yep.
was equally as annoying. I'm just like, well, I thought we were focusing on safety, on preventing CTE and all this stuff. And this guy just absolutely lit up that Packer return guy.
No, and speaking of Romeo Doubs, I hope you're doing okay, bud. Second concussion on the year, wearing a Guardian cap. I mean, that was an ugly one.
Yeah, and that wasn't that play, but that was...
That was much later in the game, of course.
It was in the end zone. It was just a kind of a neutral play. But the Packers played a sloppy game. Even with that said, they had a chance in the second half. If they would have gotten their together late third, early fourth quarter, yep. they could have won that game easily if they would have just gotten it together, but they just could never string anything together.
Start at the Packers touchdown. Josh Jacobs, big run down the field. They thought he scored. Nope, he's just at the door knocking, but does score, I believe, two or three plays later. If at that point, and at any point after that, the Packers defense generates a turnover, I think the complexion of that game looks entirely different, because you can't say, okay, the Packers lost by 12, so that first Eagles touchdown doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. And I want to lay into this for a second, because we don't know what anybody would do if things were different than they were yesterday. Say the Packers do keep that possession and they score first, then it's 7-0. From there, it is a total pickup sticks game, if you want to put it in work-friendly fashion. It's a total mess. The possibilities and the variables shake out to probably billions of potential outcomes in different courses of the game. So that's something that, like, I'm not going to say, hey, if the Packers keep that ball in the first possession, you can't say that they just win, but you can't say that they don't, and that does wipe 7 points off the board. And then all of a sudden, when it was 10-16, actually it's 10-9, Packers with the lead, you know, without that touchdown. And already I'm getting into that thing that I can't do, what it would have been like if that touchdown wasn't scored, and we just don't know. You can tell I'm upset, Joel. I think anybody can tell I'm a frustrated Packer fan.
You should be. If you're a fan, you should be. It's clear what the Eagles' game plan was coming in. Their game plan was, okay, we're not going to give this away. We're not going to let Jalen Hurts throw the ball much down the field. It's going to be very, very conservative, because we don't think Jordan Love can beat our defense. We don't think he can. So we're not going to give it away when we think that Jordan Love, we're going to make Jordan Love prove that he can do it. And if he gets hot and he starts moving the ball, then the Eagles will adjust. the Eagles never really had to adjust because Jordan Love, just his accuracy was just off just a little bit. Even that fourth down play at the end where the receiver went out of bounds, I know he's working on fifth, sixth, seventh string receivers, but the pass was just a little bit off. Had that been an accurate pass where a simple out pattern should be, they probably convert that fourth down. It's just that little thing, and the Eagles were not concerned with Jordan Love until he proved to the Eagles that they should be concerned with him.
Yeah, and if it's those are the one things, I call it the what-if spiral. When I talk about football on my show, it's really easy to enter the what-if spiral, because once you're there, it's like you're daydreaming about the lottery. You know, I remember my roommate when I was living down in Eau Claire, we were laughing at people buying lottery tickets because the Powerball was over a billion or something like that. Right. And then the dam cracked. One of us asked, what would you do if you won? And from there, it was like, all right, we're getting tickets. And we did. Like, it was, we were so silly. It just, so you got to avoid that what if spiral, because it's super, super easy. But I will say, I specifically avoid the what if spiral when it comes to things like interceptions or mental errors or penalties. I think it's fair to what if about, what if Elgton Jenkins didn't go down last night with that stinger in his shoulder, one of our most versatile offensive linemen. I specifically say that because it was followed by another offensive line injury, and I think the Packers line can take one offensive line injury. It was when we had two backups in there that the penalties just started absolutely stacking. Kadeem Telfert, Travis Glover, I love you guys, but you weren't ready for what the Eagles had for you yesterday, and they had to be called up when Josh Myers and Elgton Jenkins went down. One offensive lineman gets hurt. I think by the second half of the game, that pass rush that was so effective all the first three quarters especially, they're going to get tired. And so are the offensive linemen, but I think the Packers were starting to get things done on offense. That means Jordan Love was starting to have time. And then when you make those small, you know, it's one step forward, two steps back when a guy goes down. One good drive, and then you lose a guy. That's more than balanced out. Like, one good drive that ends in 3 points is not worth losing the offensive lineman in the path, because you cannot get another 3 points after that.
Yeah, injuries were definitely piling up there late in the game. And the Eagles at home, they just... You just feel like you're being punched every play when you play the Eagles on their home field, whether it's clean or whatever. They're pushing the line every single play of was that a cheap hit? And really, I thought it was a rather friendly game, actually. There was a little scuffles here and there, but guys picked each other off the field. You didn't feel that tense rivalry, but the Eagles just, they have that Steeler-type attitude on their home field that we are gonna come out here and make this just a rough wrestling boxing match, and you had better be ready. You better be ready.
If you think the Eagles wanted a fight, I will argue by pointing out that play where three Packers players drop Saquon Barkley on his head like he was a bag of groceries and they were bad Amazon delivery drivers. Way after the play, they just kept going. And I'm like, I get it. Everybody thought that somebody else was gonna hold up or something, but like, how many times have you seen plays where it happens a lot in soccer where somebody goes up for like a header and they start to tip over backwards, so some big dude catches them and just holds on tight so that they don't land head first? Somebody could have done that. Saquon is he's heavy for his size, but he's like 5'9", and there were three Packers defensive linemen corralling him. Someone just grab on and don't let go, and go down with him if he falls, so it looks like you were trying to hold him up. Like, that was the inexcusable mental error that comes with tiredness in a bad game.
Well, other editions of the Gray Area, we'll talk about Packers and offseason and stuff. Your picks, by the way, you were 5-5 on the over-under and the win-loss. You were 2-3 win-loss, 3-2 on the over-under, so not too bad.
I'm the tallest man on the bell curve.
Not too bad. I went 5-0 predicting who was going to win, and then went 2-3 on the over-under, so 7-3 for yours. Truly, both of us have the Rams and the under for tonight. You know, nothing crazy weird happened. The Washington game was a good one last night. Washington and Tampa, that was a fun game to watch, where you saw a couple quarterbacks in Knicks and in Baker Mayfield that are maybe future quarterbacks of the NFL. They're special.
And Mayfield. Knicks is a Bronco.
Sorry, Daniels and Mayfield, yeah.
Knicks, actually, cool note, though, just sidetracking for a moment. Bo Nix, Denver Broncos rookie quarterback, opened the game against the Bills scoring-wise with a touchdown strike to Mims, his favorite receiver, I believe, on the year, which, believe it or not, was the first rookie-to-rookie postseason touchdown in NFL history.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there'd only been, what, four rookie quarterbacks that even won a playoff game, right?
Which makes sense. You need experience a lot of time. That's kind of a critical ingredient. But the first one in history happened on Saturday was Bills-Broncos. That 7 points that the Broncos put up was historic. And then they didn't see the scoreboard again.
There's some young quarterbacks. Now, as a consoling gift to you today.
Oh, boy.
I spent the weekend going through a lot of my old sports memorabilia, and I'm kind of weeding stuff out and thinking to myself down the line, is this something my son would want to deal with if I wasn't here anymore? Stuff like that. You start having those thoughts. So I have accumulated for you, Mr. Young Greg Gunderson. Hang on.
Oh, boy.
I have accumulated for you a compilation. Now, keep in mind, I don't have a lot of Packer cards because DJ Rick was the benefactor of gifting a lot of these. But I present to you an array of Green Bay Packer cards ranging from, the early 70s to the late 90s. And the very top one is
Larry McCarron himself.
Mr. Larry McCarron from the 70s.
Wow.
So I don't know if you're into sports cards and stuff. They're not as big as they used to be card collecting. But there's a stack of collectible cards that I think you'll find some joy in the history of the Green Bay Packers.
Thank you. This is, there's a lot of age variety here for reference.
Open it up and just give me a couple names out of there.
So there's a stack of cards here split half, and split half by the top half is brown paper as opposed to the white paper in the bottom. Okay, so
give me a couple names in there.
Larry McCarron.
Yeah.
We've got, Chester Markle.
Oh, the great Chester Markle.
Notable not just for his kick off touchdown or his field goal touchdown, but what substance fueled it. I'll let you Google about that. We've got Jim Hill, safety for the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Hunter at quarterback.
The old Scott Hunter era.
MacArthur Lane. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
These guys, there's a lot of hair on this team.
I think your dad will appreciate those too, yeah.
Rich McGeorge.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of Googling to do. Chester, again, with the old one-bar helmet, the old one-bar face mask. He looks like he just wants to be poked in the eye there. I'm pretty sure that's what he's asking for. Ted Hendricks. Okay, and then we get Greg Jennings. We come a little current here. Johnny Blood McNally.
Oh, yeah, that's a class. That's an old one.
How do you earn that nickname?
It's an old one, yeah.
A couple of Favre icon cards. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then we're in the 90s. See, here's the fun era. Blair Bush, offensive lineman. Players just before I started watching. okay, so we've got a Super Bowl card. Oh, Clay Matthews Sr.,
yeah, I threw that one in there for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. Charles Woodson. Man, I could have used him yesterday. About every single play. Tim Harris. A.J. Hawk. The essence of mediocrity. Jordy Nelson. And I don't want to call him mediocre like it's a good thing. He's like the line of average. And Drew Pearson. All-pro Cowboys.
Now, hang on. That Drew Pearson card actually isn't for you. I was contemplating doing a live YouTube stream today what is it when you get rid of bad vibes? You want to, I contemplated a lighter with this card because Drew Pearson caught the pass that he had obviously committed pass interference on back in the mid-70s when the Cowboys knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
Yep.
And I brought that in thinking, all right, I may get reprimanded by corporate if I start a fire in the studio at some point. So I'm just going to maybe have a ritualistic tearing of this card today of Drew Pearson just to get the playoff vibe going the right way for my purple squad tonight.
Just tell them you were both flushing the format and testing the smoke alarms. They'll let you get away with it, I'm sure.
I was weeding through probably 2,000 or 3,000 cards, of which I used to have about 10,000 or 15,000 over the weekend, just having fun. And I just made a stack of Packer ones, and I thought, this will be good consoling material for Gray. It's some good memories
in
there.
This is really cool, Joe. Thank you a lot.
Hey, you betcha. And just a little bit of a cheer, good vibe for my purple tonight is all I ask. So
wahoo.
Vikings and the Rams in Arizona. That stadium might not be full tonight, they're saying, because the LA fans are having issues, obviously, down there. And the Viking fans, I don't know, it's a change of venue. They're saying that if you can get there, you can get in the stadium pretty cheap tonight for that game in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not driving to Arizona for a football game real quick, but I would love to. Just wanted to note, you might recall Dan Campbell said to Kevin O'Connell after their matchup at the last regular season week, "I'll see you in 2 weeks."
Well,
they won't because the Commanders won last night. So they're actually, Dan Campbell's going to see the Commanders.
Washington at Detroit. The winner of tonight goes to Philadelphia. All right, Gray, thank you so much for coming in. More Gray Gunderson this afternoon here on 98Q from 2 to 7.
Looking to build or remodel? Monarch's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. This winter, take the chill out with blown-in fiberglass insulation to reduce heating bills. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is here to turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Reinhardt's Lumber today, a family-owned business serving the community since 1971. Your project starts right here in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
98Q Country.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Ooh. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. I don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to break. So I misuse no balls to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, 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 look into my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you, nothing I wouldn't do for you, lies, 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 girl, I'm on a downhill dive, habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself, why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back, that's about as honest as saying that, I don't come down with the sun, I won't hate myself when the morning comes, them ain't nothing but lies, 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 look into my eyes, 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 I'm still a fool for you, nothing I wouldn't do for you, lies, 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 girl, I'm on a downhill dive, having some hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies.
To local radio.